South and northbound lanes of I-275 died when his vehicle burst into flames after it hit another car. Four victims in the second car in their early 20s also died at the scene. Florida Highway Patrol Sergeant Steve Gaskins.
Five in one crash like this, you know, very severe, and it plays havoc on the psyche of the responders that had to take care of the scene.
A Brigham Young University student in critical condition after being buried in an avalanche in Utah. You're listening to ABC News.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, this is my dad, he's an advertising executive.
Hi, this is my mom, and she's an algebra teacher.
What would your child say if you never received your degree? Kickstart your career by finding the right college for you at Degree Solutions for free. And did you know that college graduates can make more than those with just a high school diploma?
I'm really proud of you, Mom.
Call Degree Solutions, 800-908-0540. That's 800-908-0540.
The voice of Arizona.
News Talk 92.3 KTAR.
Arizona's breaking news and traffic.
Now. 92.3 News Time is 9.03. I'm Christine Astin. An Arizona lawmaker wants to bring back the state's Film Commission.
State Senator Carlisle Begay has introduced a bill that would bring the Film Commission back for $600,000 per year. Phoenix filmmaker Randy Murray says the return would be huge.
Tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars.
Murray says filmmaking has dropped off about 70% since the film office was closed. He says filmmakers want backdrops like the Grand Canyon, Monument Valley, but the state is not making it worthwhile.
There are 48 other states that have film commissioners and 40 that have tax incentives. We have neither.
And Murray is at a loss to come up with the last time a big movie was shot in Arizona.
Shoot, it was a movie about the crisis in the Middle East, and I can't remember the name of it.
In Phoenix, Jim Cross, 92.3 KTAR.
A judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging Governor Brewer's Medicaid expansion plan. The judge agreed with Brewer that Republican lawmakers challenging the law don't have the right to sue. The lawmakers argued that the law expanding the state's health insurance plan for the poor violates the state constitution because it raises taxes without a required two-thirds vote. State health officials proposing changes for Arizona's medical marijuana program. It includes one that would allow additional permit holders to grow their own pot. A new name and a new look for a Mesa museum. The former Arizona Museum for Youth is now the Idea Museum. Executive Director Sunny O'Rourke says they have a lot to offer, including an interactive gallery, a new art studio.
We also have a recyclery where they can make their own artwork from recycled objects. And we have an area that talks about the importance of doodling.
This weekend, they're featuring an exhibit called The Art of Robot. It looks at the art in science. The Idea Museum is open from noon to 4 today. Traffic and weather now from the Larry H. Miller Hyundai Traffic Center. Here's Mike Daniels.
Thanks, Christina. Loop 101 southbound Pima Freeway looking good all the way down to the 202 Red Mountain. Also 51 northbound from the 10 up to the Loop 101. Wide open. Nice ride there. And we're down to two lanes on Jefferson, right between 1st and 3rd for some storm drain work going on in that area. This report brought to you by Garmin. Don't hate traffic. Avoid it. Get a Garmin newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and keep moving. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. I'm Mike Daniels. News Talk 92.3 KTAR.
KTAR weather for the valley. Sunny this afternoon's high 77. Clear tonight 49. Tomorrow a repeat of today. Tuesday partly cloudy high 79. Wednesday's high 80. Thursday partly cloudy. We could hit 84. Right now in Surprise it's 46. Check your complete forecast anytime at the Howard Air Weather Center at KTAR.com. I'm Christine Astis. The Smart Investor is next on 92.3 KTAR.
How was it?
Hey, Nick Cannon here. So we all know we've got a lot of talent in America. But unfortunately, there's something else we've got way too much of. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids struggle with it in this country. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks gathers surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool.
Oh.
And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's time to have your dollars make sense on The Smart Investor on News Talk 92.3 KTAR. The Smart Investor is intended to inform and educate consumers and be a resource of general investment information. This show does not constitute solicitation of funds, nor does it make any claims to the future performance of the markets and your investments. To talk to The Smart Investor, call 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, here are your hosts, KTAR's Michael Dixon, along with First Vice President RBC Wealth Management, Chris Miller, and Senior Vice President and Financial Consultant at RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, Wayne Stutzer.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to 92.3 KTAR, The Smart Investor, your financial program, your personal finance resource that will enable you to pick up the phone, give us a call, and ask any question that you have about where your portfolio is going, how your retirement is coming along in terms of saving for it, and are you behind? How can you catch up? All of those questions, or whether you should pay off your home or use extra money that's come in as investment money. I mean, we are all faced with any number of questions about money. And this is the resource for you. Our number here, area 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Chris Miller is in the studio. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And Wayne Stutz is with us.
Did you fall in the gorilla cage?
No. But I tell you, the polar bears were so much fun to watch because they started playing with each other underwater, and it was like a ballet. It was truly beautiful to see.
Wayne is in San Diego. Went to the San Diego Zoo, which is really the experience of a lifetime. If you've never been, you have to go. But
yes.
The polar bears were not in the other studio, but
yeah.
might be someday.
It might be in the market.
That's right.
Yeah.
You just never know. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about, we had a couple of gains. I mean, it doesn't mean that everything is rosy again, but it just shows what, Wayne, inconsistency in the market, unsure what's going on.
Well, I would say unsure. Yes, I mean, you know, I think now 2/3 of the market trading days since the beginning of the year have posted triple digit ups or triple digit downs. So
yeah, it's like 25 out of 26 or something.
Then it's like 90%. I mean, it's a lot of.
I read that this morning somewhere. God knows where, but it was.
Yeah. Well, I knew the number was large.
Surprising number.
Surprisingly large number. Which, what does that imply? It just implies that there's just a lot of uncertainty in the minds of traders and investors, one about what's happening in these emerging markets overseas and its impact on the United States, especially on exports to those countries. And then secondly, you know, just the state of the U.S. economy. The employment report on Friday was another one of these scratch your heads. I mean, the number itself.
Yeah, it's kind of anemic.
Yeah. I mean, we were hoping, and we were definitely hoping, that the month of December's really poor report would sort of start to put doubt in the mind of traders and investors about the state of the economy.
January wasn't as poor.
No, that's the point. So why don't you go over, Chris, some of the...
Well, before we do that, I've got a caller waiting. Let's jump on the call, and then we'll come back for the analysis. All right.
You betcha.
Mike is waiting in Glendale. Good morning, Mike. You're on 92.3 KTAR.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, a question for you. Government employee, and they just started a kind of a safety health program where you never pay taxes on the money going in or coming out. And everybody's got to do it. Good idea.
Well, that's called a health safety plan. And what those plans are very good at doing is that, yes, as you just mentioned, there's no tax when it's pre-tax, and as long as you use it for medical, there's no tax there either. And there's a lot of ways that you can use it for medical. It's not very restrictive. But probably the most important aspect of it is that whatever you don't use in one given year, you get to roll it over to the next year versus losing it, which some of these flex plans have. This one does not, from what you're telling me.
What kind of plan was that?
Flex.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's called a PEP plan.
Okay.
It's called a what plan?
PEP, Post-Employment Health Insurance Plan.
Right.
And yeah, through Nationwide, I believe.
What you want to ask, the only question I think is very important to answer, is that if you don't use at all, whatever you put into the system, does it then transfer to the next year?
Okay.
And if that's the case, what are you giving up is that you have a higher deductible. So the money that you put in is the money that you're going to be using first off when you go and tap into any health services. And by doing that, your premium payments are lower, and that sort of helps the company out. And if you're paying a co-payment, you might even have a lower co-payment. But the real benefit is that whatever you don't use, and this is the question you'd ask Nationwide, it gets transferred to the following year. So you're really building up a cash kitty. So if you can, you know, it really rewards you to stay healthy, but you also have it there if you need it for, you know, emergency purposes. But now that you know that it's really your money, maybe you'll be a little bit more conscientious on how you use it.
How's that?
No, absolutely. I just want to make sure it sounds like a good program that we did it.
It is. You just want to make sure that you can transfer it year over year. So if you don't use all of your money that you're putting in from your salary, deferred comp, then you can put it into that it just transfers to the next year.
Well, it's really for when you retire. So when you go to retire is when you use it.
Well, that's not a health. What? That's different than a health plan.
Yeah, it's called a PEP plan, and it's useful when you retire. Because being in public safety, we work 20, 25 years, and we don't get Social Security, so then there's a gap in there.
Well, then this is a different aspect than what I was thinking as you were talking about. So I'm going to have to just backtrack on all that I just said, though I do like these types of health programs. But nonetheless, if you have an ability to put money in pre-tax, grow it, and then use it later on, and to supplement, if you're saying to me that you're not going to get the Social Security until you turn 62 or 65, then it's a good plan. I mean, anytime you can save money, it's good, period.
Not pay taxes, here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Good luck to you, and thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, and I apologize, Michael. We thought we were really talking about one of these health savings.
Well, I did, too. I thought we all were, yeah. All right. Number here, area 602-277-5827-277-KTAR. Go ahead and give us a call. Let's go back now to where we were. Let's see, what time is it? Yeah, we got time. Let's go back to where we were. Chris, why don't you pick this up and kind of give me your take on what's been going on?
Well, we're still having a lot of earnings reports come out. We've had this economic news come out, the jobs numbers come out. We got sizably less jobs than what we were looking for, but yet we were able to shake that off. I mean, somehow they looked inside there and found a glimmer of something. and part of it could be that there's still just so much money on the sidelines that people are waiting to put some money to work. And the other thing that happened here, you know, we had interest rates back up on us. You know, we were slightly over 3%, and now we're down around a 260-something on the 10-year Treasury. So just when we got ourselves in a mindset that interest rates are going up, they went down. And now, technically speaking on interest rates, they may go lower yet.
So what is this telling us about the economy, and what is this telling us about the market? Because, you know, we've been looking at this kind of a flip-flop between the economy and the market. Market does well, the economy didn't do that well last year. And now we were looking here thinking, well, the economy is going to do pretty well. Stock market is going to be a little tipsy. So how are we doing this? I mean, it's not written in stone it'll happen that way. It's just that's what everybody was thinking. But right now it doesn't look like anybody has a real clear sense of what's going on.
Well, and then you go back to the idea of how goes January, so goes the year.
Yeah.
You know, we could be in for a sideways year for a while here.
A bumpy ride.
A bumpy ride.
Bumpy ride.
Which really means, you know, make sure that if you have cash needs, and then you should already have those cash needs put aside for whatever that need is, year or less. And then with the rest of your capital, if you're willing to invest it, just be prepared to have more of a stomach this year. Yeah.
But with this pullback, you know, there are quite a few stocks that look a lot more attractive now than they did a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you can find some pretty decent dividend yields. But I would caution people to be careful, because I was looking at a couple of different reports. And if you look at how some of these stocks are trading, especially the telecoms.
Yes.
You know, you really have to kind of prepare yourself that maybe something... Those dividends are not guaranteed. They're not like bond interest where you know they're going to be there all the time. So you could get into a situation with these phone companies, you know, that dividend that they've been paying could change.
Well, everything is...
Not to the upside.
Exactly. Wayne, well, listen, I'll tell you what. I want to get Wayne's input in a second, but we need to take a break. We're coming up on 17 past the hour, and we're taking your calls. And we're live in the studio doing that. So call us now. Talk to Wayne. Talk to Chris. I'm Michael Dixon, and this is News Talk 92.3 KTAR. Our number, 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR.
Monday on Arizona's Morning News.
We've got the Musical Instrument Museum.
How about one that focuses on the Tempe music scene?
Plus airborne traffic and weather on the nines.
Stay connected on your drive-in with Arizona's Morning News.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up...
For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This year, firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall will battle wildfires around the country in hopes of containing them. But firefighters can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile, or it can ignite and destroy your home and community.
Get fire adapted. Learn simple steps you can take now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Darcy Blues! The old kids and baby sale at Old Navy!
Yep, 30 to 50% off everything in the store. Is that a real...
Permission to drop anchor!
Oh, no.
They've got new styles as far as the eye can see! And it's all on sale!
That's a real anchor.
Now at Old Navy, all kids and baby styles are on sale at 30 to 50% off. Get tees and leggings from $5, famous jeans from $10, and up to half off new Nautica looks. For a limited time only. Excludes clearance. Valid 22 to 214 and store only while supplies last.
Offer expires 2/28/2014.
Good morning, everybody. 9:20 from News Talk 92.3 KTAR. I'm Michael Dixon, and this is The Smart Investor with Wayne Stutzer, Senior Vice President, Financial Consultant, RBC Wealth Management. His partner in the firm, Chris Miller, First Vice President, Financial Consultant, RBC Wealth Management. The Smart Investor is your personal finance program. We invite you to call with your financial questions, whatever they might be. I say financial questions, and it sounds, you know, like you have to be a Stanford graduate to ask a question. That's not true. We take all of the very simple, basic questions, because that's what everybody wants to know. So regardless of what your question is, don't be afraid of asking it. Call us up, and if it's a definition, if it's something we said that you don't understand or something you read that's causing you grief, give us a call. 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. Wayne, let's go over to you as we kind of look at the insecurity of the market, if you will. What are the anchor points that you are looking at for some guidance to say this may be the direction, this may be the direction? What are you getting your cues from?
Well, obviously, just like everybody else, we're trying to get our cues from the general state of the economy. And as Chris had been mentioning, these reports of earnings, which have actually been the sort of the positive.